Hi, I'm Andrea Vetter from the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County, and you can see the exhibit Tiny Tomes, a peek at some of the smallest books in the collection of the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County at our main branch downtown now through March 13th. So the oldest date for we have is 1818, which is a grammar of botany book. And then up through 1984, we have a book that features illustrations of all different kinds of roses. So, yeah, a wide variety, especially in their look. The smallest book measures, it's 2.5 inches by 4 inches. It's called A Pretty Little Pocketbook, and that's from the children's stacks. So we have 71 books total. So there's a lot in six cases. It's a nice use of space. It worked out really well. For more information about Tiny Tomes, a peek at some of the smallest books in the collection of the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, go to wvxu.org. Right now I'm reading Girl in the Dark by Anna Lindsay. This book someone recommended to me, and it's a memoir written with a pen name. And actually, the author suffers from an extreme sensitivity to light. It's fascinating. It starts out at her work, just like fluorescent lights, her computer screen, and it eventually ends up where she's basically confined to her bedroom, which she has like blacked out the windows. And it's just this like her daily encounter and how she copes with pretty much an unimaginable condition. It's just fascinating. She listens to a lot of audiobooks. There's also humor in it. She comes up with these fascinating games that she'll play to just keeping her mind, you know, and going. It's just basically a day-to-day of her life and how she deals with this very unusual sensitivity to light. Girl in the Dark by Anna Lindsay.